And move heaven and earth to reopen the port and rebuild the bridge as soon as humanly possible.
And it's been over 8 months since Ohio Gov. Mike DeWine requested President Joe Biden issue a major presidential disaster declaration relating to the derailment. To date, that declaration has not been made.
And we're going to work hand in hand with the support of Maryland to support Maryland, whatever they ask for. We're going to work with our partners in Congress to make sure the state gets the support it needs. It's my intention that federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge.
President Joe Biden pledged the government's continued focus on East Palestine, but left the village without issuing a federal disaster declaration. Such a declaration would release federal funds for things such as environmental testing through the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
I've spoken with every official in Ohio, and I will be answering.
Is there a plan for him to go?
I don't have any trips to preview for you at this time. He's been to Ohio many times before. I don't have anything to share on a planned visit for the president to Ohio. He said when he was asked the question that he will be there. So plans are underway, discussions are underway, just don't have anything locked in. Well, the president, once the president said it, so I will keep that, he keeps to his word.
Well, I said in March that you would go to East Palestine, Ohio. You came here. How come you haven't gone to East Palestine yet?
Well, I haven't had the occasion to go to East Palestine. There's a lot going on.
The president sure looks like he got a lot of sun on his 7-day Caribbean vacation. Maybe too much sun. Lobster red sunburn.
Well, you would have seen on Sky News last night the Baltimore Bridge collapse after it was hit by a cargo ship. Joe Biden loves to put himself at the center of everything. He was talking about the Baltimore Bridge today. Have a careful listen to what he says.
At about 1:30, a container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times commuting from the state of Delaware in our train or by car.
He's been over the bridge many times by train or by car, except a train has never gone over that particular bridge. There are no train lines at all.
Every bridge is the same bridge to Joe Biden.
Hey, I'm James Madison, and this is I'll Take Things That Didn't Happen for 500, Alex. Joe Biden claims he took the train over Francis Scott Key Bridge many, many times. There are no rail lines. Especially now. And this isn't like how Snopes says it, where they're like, but there are no railways. And you go to the fact check, goes, because the railways fucking collapsed. No, they just never existed. And this is just, come on, dark face, malarkey, thrill drop, push up. I'll take you behind the wood shop, wood pop was a good guy. That's all this is. That's all this fucking is. Ugh, dude, the problem with doing a Joe Biden impersonation for me is it's just pretending to have dementia, and then you get kind of trapped. I don't know if that makes any sense. You do that for too long, it's hard to, like, yank yourself out of that shit. Continuing on. Biden vowed to move heaven and earth. Yeah. God. I'm coming. Yeah. I'll move heaven and earth. To repair the bridge after collapse. Look at this. This is the man. And you know what? He means it. He will move heaven and earth. You just misunderstood it. He meant from earth to heaven. This man is so fucking old. He can see God. He can see Jesus looking at him, confused, shaking his head in despair, just saying, oh, Joey. Joey, take my hand. Let's just fucking go. Come on, guy. Let's just take my hand, Joe. Joe Biden is so fucking old and see through the fucking veil, man. When he tells stories of his dad, he's not telling stories of his dad. He's telling you what his dad's ghost is telling him. He's just sitting there the whole fucking time.
I see my dad. I see him. He's right there. He's saying, Joey, Take my hand. I'm gonna get you some big old ice cream scoop in the sky. But I got work to do here, man. I got things to do.
His dad's just like, Joe.
Joey.
Joey. come to the light.
I left my wallet at the house, man. I gotta go. I get back to the Red House. Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze was a bad dude.
You know, he's just sitting there.
I see the veil. I see Bo. Bo looks very angry at me.
He's just... that joke ran its course quite a few sentences ago, but holy shit, Joey. Goddamn, dog. I'm just going to start calling him Joey Biden, because this guy is effectively 4 years old at this point. God, he's so fucking old. I'm sorry. Every time I see Joe Biden, I'm somehow caught off guard by how fucking ancient he looks. Dude, he looked bad before he got elected, right? He looks so bad now. This dude's fucked up, dog. Holy shit. Yo, on a scale of eyes being opened, he's somewhere between Clint Eastwood and fucking, what's his name? Gilbert Godfrey. He's a solid 5 on a scale of Clint Eastwood to Gilbert fucking Godfrey. Where am I, man? Come here, take it to the woodshed. By Thomas Stevenson. During a press conference, when President Joe Biden announced the federal government would fund the entire repair of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Here's the thing. Look, like I said before, I'm happy to see the money at least being spent here domestically. That's a nice fucking change of pace. That's just something I actually want to see get fixed. Even better. This is really more of a fucking state-funded repair job, am I being honest with you? This isn't a federal issue. It's probably it's the federal government's job to make sure the bridge is up to snuff. Okay, it's not the federal government's job to fully repair this bridge. Now maybe subsidize repair with a pay rate exchange for the state or something like that, but no, the state should be funding this almost exclusively, if not 100% exclusively, to itself. Hey, you guys are plenty smarter than I am. Make an argument in the comments below. People have changed my mind before in the comments below, so. You know, I'm not beyond a reason. Continuing on. However, the Joe Biden's old senile ass fucking is. In Baltimore, he claimed he had taken a commuter rail. He was talking about a line of coke here. I'm kidding. Maybe. On the bridge. Maybe he was talking about a bloodbath. He could have been talking about a bloodbath, folks. Many, many times. Even though it did not have any rail line. Biden told reporters he took the bridge, quote, many, many times.
I took the bridge many, many times, commuting from the state of Delaware, either by train or by car.
He's just Doc Brown driving the DeLorean with no tires on the train track. Money! Once this old bastard hits 88 years old, you're gonna see some senile shit! Oh, God, Joe. This is sad. Man, it's even worse than I have so many old family members named Joe. And I'm just sitting here oh, Joe. This is tragic. Statement I said in my life many times before Joe Biden was ever president. Oofed. Biden says he took the train over the Francis Scott Key Bridge many, many times during commutes. The bridge did not have rails.
About 1:30, a container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times commuting from the state of Delaware, either by train or by car.
Train or by car. Look, I'm just trying to think, because sometimes, if you've dealt with people with dementia, you can kind of decipher the haze a little bit. You can kind of figure out what the fuck they're talking about. When he goes, America will never give to turn down the shop of the pressure. And I was like, what the fuck is that? He most likely meant to say tremendous international pressure. And it got jumbled into turn down the shop of the pressure. Medicaid care. The prime minister said Americans will get better health care. But it turned into Medicaid care. You know? I don't know where the fuck, like, train? I don't know what the fuck he could have been going with train on that one. I don't. I thought maybe carpool for a second, but that doesn't even work in there anyway. I really am at a loss. I can't even decipher that one. He's just kind of gone at this point. But props to him. That was a fairly coherent sentence as far as his standards are set. The gaffe adds to a number of the president has had in recent years. He also announced that the bridge would be paid entirely by the federal government. Quote, well, you'll see right here.
The bridge is also critical for travel, not just for Baltimore.
You know what, actually. No, the state can still cover the repair of this cost. And the part where the federal government's job comes in is the federal government has to come in and do all the inspections and shit to make sure it's up to snuff. Because, yeah, this is a major trade port for the U.S. And again, I'm happy to see the U.S. government stepping in and repairing it, mainly because I'm happy to see the U.S. government taking action here on American soil for the benefit of Americans. This is a major trade port, so I guess there is an argument that this is, like, the federal government's responsibility to step in and repair it. I could maybe see that argument. But again, the state should be more than capable of flipping the cost of this repair without tapping in the federal taxpayer dimes. I kind of have a hard time seeing in my head why somebody in Wyoming should be flipping the bill for the repair costs of the bridge in Baltimore. I know perhaps some goods get to the guy in Wyoming to, you know, because of the ship and the port and what comes in through this port to him. I get that. I just don't understand why the state doesn't have this kind of money on hand to do the repairs. You know? But perhaps that's just me. Again, perhaps there's just an angle I'm not missing. Joe, why don't you fucking enlighten me?
But for the Northeast Corridor, the bridge is also critical for travel, not just for Baltimore, but for the Northeast Corridor. Over 30,000 vehicles cross the Francis Scott Key Bridge on a daily basis. It's virtually it's one of the most important elements for the economy in the Northeast and the quality of life. My transportation secretary is there now. As I told Governor Moore, I've directed my team to move heaven and earth to reopen the port and rebuild the bridge as soon as humanly possible. And we're going to work hand in hand with the support of Maryland to support Maryland, whatever they ask for. We're going to work with our partners in Congress to make sure the state gets the support it needs. It's my intention that federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge. And I expect the Congress to support my effort. This is going to take some time. The people of Baltimore can count on us, though, to stick with them at every step of the way until the port is...
Unfortunately, Joe, that's what you told the people of East Palestine before you went there. And then when you went there, you were even less helpful somehow. And you only really went there because of Pete Buttigieg. And even then, it was like a year apart, and you both went. Or even, it's even worse, because Pete Buttigieg went after Donald Trump went. And you went over a year after Donald Trump went. You probably just should never have gone at this fucking point, though. You know what I mean?
It's reopened and the bridge is rebuilt. You know, we're not leaving until this job gets done. We're not leaving until then. So I just want to say God bless everybody everyone harmed this morning and their families.
And
may God bless the first responders, many of whom risked their lives. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm not going to take a lot of questions, there's remaining issues that are open that we got to determine what's going to happen in terms of the rescue mission and the like. But
Do you plan to go to Baltimore, sir? And if so, how quickly?
I do, and as quickly as I can.
You said the federal government's also going to pay for the repairs. I'm just curious. This was a ship that appears to be at fault. Is there any reason to believe that the company behind the ship should be held responsible? And then also, you mentioned...
That could be, but we're not going to wait for that happen. We're going to pay for it to get the bridge rebuilt and open.
What did you make of Israel's decision?
Again, absolutely. That is a very good point. And that was obviously Peter Ducey in the background. Yes, no, for sure. And again, DEI seems to, while it hasn't come up in this episode, and it probably won't come up in this episode, DEI seems to have played some major kind of role in this ship's fucking disaster. And yeah, I agree. The company, and if the company refuses, you go right to the countries involved where the ship was leaving and going to, and you go, hey, someone's flipping the fucking bill here. But we don't have time to wait for that litigation. We need to get this up and running now because of the amount of people this is going to impact. Again, the state should be able to fund the repair rapidly. I'm not saying it stops there. And I will... That's a great point to be brought up. One that I didn't even bring up. So, I say as if, like, you know. Anyway, it's a very fairly obvious point. I'm fairly embarrassed I didn't even think to mention it. But yeah, we do not necessarily have the time to sit here and wait for other for all these countries to finally be like, yeah, yeah, we'll pay for it. We gotcha. And probably didn't cross my mind because Joe Biden's just not going to be able to put the pressure on him. You know what I mean? Like, there's just... Do you see Joe Biden playing ball? Like, or do you see them getting, like Joe Biden being any kind of, like, hey, you're going to pay for all these damages, man. I don't see these countries going along with that. So, yeah, full transparency here. I didn't even think about that. It's a pretty obvious point. It's a great point Peter Ducey brings up. I think the reason I didn't even think about that is just because Joe Biden doesn't command enough respect to make these companies or these countries actually pony up. Now, maybe somebody he's running against could. You know, great negotiator and all that. And also the whole, like, if you do anything bad to us, we'll do things to you that no one has ever even conceived of. That's a horrifying quote if you're a world leader and you think somebody's unstable and they're running for president. So, Orange Man could probably get this shit paid back if he was hypothetically in office, but we're not dealing with that. We're dealing with this fucking buffoon here. So, I don't know. I agree. These countries... This company specifically is fully on the line for what happened. But convincing them to pay in a timely fashion versus getting the bridge up, rebuilt, and going, you know, sort of a priority situation at that point. But no, absolutely. Voluminous fucking point, Peter.
Not to attend this meeting this week.
Oh, I don't want to give it. We don't have plenty of time to talk about it, Ross.
You mentioned so you
that
mentioned
could be, but we're not going to wait if that happens. We're going to pay for it to get the bridge rebuilt and opened.
What did you make of Israel's decision not to attend this meeting this week?
Oh, I don't want to give it. We don't have plenty of time to talk about it, Ross.
You mentioned the port. The port. Can I ask about cars? About the port.
And there he goes. All right, moving on. Again, that's a great point. Quote, it's my intent. I was also just shocked to hear Joe Biden say, I'm going to spend money of American taxpayer dollars to help American taxpayer. It's like, wow. You will? You mean it, Joe? I don't believe you. Quote, it's my intention the federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge. And I expect Congress to support my effort. Biden added, quote, the people of Baltimore can count on us to stick with them at every step of the way. Biden further added that he would not wait for an investigation to see who was at fault for the collapse of the bridge. When a reporter inquired about the fault of the shipping company in charge of the boat. Yeah, not only that, I mean... From the previous article we had read from Sky News, it did say that they were aware that this bridge did not have the reinforcements to withstand a crash with a boat, like a boat crashing into it. Which is interesting, because I feel like that would have raised a priority, but perhaps it did, and it just wasn't brought up in the article I've seen. But that's something no one seems to have brought up. I have not heard anybody actually talk about that in depth, that the bridge had been kind of marked down for not having enough, you know, not being reinforced to withstand a direct hit. Oh. Again, it's probably a hard thing to build for. Biden further added he would not wait for the investigation. With that quote, we're not going to wait for that to happen. We're going to prepay to get the bridge built and reopen. Now, if he actually means prepaid, that would imply that there is some, again, I know we're talking about Joe Biden here, alright, so let's just go with it, alright. Fuck. That's a better attitude to have as a press secretary than what any of his press secretaries have ever had. Look, we're dealing with Joe Biden, right? So just fucking go with me, okay, bud? They'd be like, oh, fuck, some integrity in the administration. That's what we needed to see. If he says we're not going to wait for that to happen, we're going to prepay to get the bridge built. If it was any other president and they said prepay to get the bridge built, that would at least signify to me that, no, we are going to investigate this, and we do believe or at least intend to have these companies cover the cost of their damages to our country and our infrastructure. That's what the phrase prepay in that context would mean to me. But since it's Joe Biden, it doesn't mean that to me. And Joe Biden clearly is working off a script here or some sort of prompt. Hence the whole no questions thing. You know. But prepay. Hopefully it's a prepay. Everything so far indicates that this was a terrible accident at the time. That doesn't change who should pay for it. And I'm fully on board with that point. I'll eat that. That's a point I should have been arguing from the very fucking beginning. It's a good one. I just wasn't even thinking about it with Joe Biden. I was, like, sitting here thinking about, like, all this accident and, like, oh. Gave me arguing in my head about the wrong fucking topic. Look at that. I got distracted on air. How about that? Quote, everything so far indicates that this was a terrible accident at this time. We have no other indication, no other reason to believe that there is any intentional act here, the president said. Maryland Governor Wes Moore, as well as Biden, have indicated that the incident was an accident prior to the crash. The crew was had notified authorities with a mayday call, and the power failed aboard the ship twice. The ship named Dali was being managed by a Singaporean company, Synergy Marine Group, and is owned by Grace Ocean PTE Limited. The company in charge of the charter ship, Maersk, halted all shipments in the Red Sea Canal in December 2003 due to the incursions by the Houthis. That's an interesting detail. The cargo aboard, I think StickSex and I were actually covered that topic a few times. The cargo aboard Dali was headed to Sri Lanka, much closer to the Red Sea than the Baltimore port. That is also an interesting little revelation to have there. See if there's any little side articles here that had anything to do with this, but I don't think that has anything to do with this. Yeah, so that's just an update on this. So I'm going to wrap this episode up here. I've been your host, James Madison. This has been Inside Four Walls, and I will sink your ship later.